Harper Via and Harper Audio present Women's Hotel, a novel by Daniel M. Lavery, performed by Mara Wilson. To Grace and Lily. Better a dinner of herbs where love is. Author's note. The Women's Hotel left no lasting mark on the American city. It was born in the 19th century, then briefly prospered and died within the compass of the 20th. In the 1930s, perhaps two or three such hotels could be found in Denver, Seattle, and Dallas, with a few more each in Philadelphia, New York City, and Washington, D.C., but they never became either popular or reliable. Most residents did not stay longer than 2 or 3 years, and those who did stay longer usually suffered from straitened circumstances. None of them held a unified definition of collective living. Few of them shared ideals. There were no Oneidans among them. Their heyday was briefer than that of the Shakers, and their legacy weaker. It is possible that the 19th century had seen such a supersaturation of utopian societies spring up and wither along the river valleys of the eastern states that no desire for perfection survived into the next. Whatever the cause, the abbreviated popularity of women's hotels sparked no consequent movement and left behind no organized legacy. They served as short-term stand-ins to replace those now lost, sometime consecrated institutions for feminine maintenance that had once served as catchments for the middle class and superfluous. Religious houses, country schoolrooms, the ever-retreating frontier, ladies' seminaries. They were made obsolete by the credit card, by hippies and the New Age movement, by lesbianism and feminism, by the increase in affordable apartment stock, and the increased acceptance of premarital cohabitation. The residents of these hotels did not rent in quite the same way we use the term today. Almost anyone who rents an apartment today expects, and is legally entitled to, not just a private bedroom, but a bathroom and a kitchen too. These women paid at the end of every other week for a single room, a shared bath at the end of each hallway, and half their board. They were neither short-term guests, as at a standard hotel, nor quite independent bachelor girls responsible for their own housekeeping, either. And of course, they could do no entertaining. There was nowhere to put guests, and nothing to refresh them with had there been room. Their socializing was either cloistered inside with their fellow residents, or somewhere else out in the world. Today, almost all these buildings have been bulldozed and replaced with something more useful, or gutted and refurbished and converted into condominiums, often very expensive ones, with unlisted rates. Why live in this way? Had these women no family or friends in the city who might rightly be expected to take an interest in them on arrival, no private homes that might have admitted them, that they should live in a hotel? So wondered the acquaintance of the first Biedermeier residents upon learning of their intention to take rooms in the early days, when residential hotels, except for the most palatial, were seen as a poor substitute for family living. The acquaintance of latter-day residents, who considered residential hotels at worst an encumbrance and at best an oddity that ought to have died with the speakeasy, wondered why they didn't go all the way and enter a convent. Few of the women would have given the same answer to the question, and possibly none of those answers came near the truth. To live somewhere that was socially and professionally accepted by everyone, and yet was decidedly, categorically, not a home. Not being prepared to commit themselves to a mode of living that might have excited comment. There were, of course, women living privately in twos and threes all over New York during this same period, but informal arrangements between women had a habit of falling apart under even mild external disruption. They nonetheless sought to establish themselves in the city with the fewest possible number of social ties, keeping acquaintance and expectation at bay. To disappear in a large city is no especially difficult task, but to disappear without ever exciting remark, without compelling...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?